The long and winding road to Brexit has gotten even more complicated. On Wednesday, British Prime Minister Theresa May presented her latest draft of a UK Brexit deal to her cabinet. But to the dismay of Brexit hardliners, that preliminary agreement does not represent the clean break from the EU that many supporters had been hoping for. As a result, two members of May's cabinet resigned over the proposed draft. And the stakes are only going to get higher for the British Prime Minister going into 2019. If May isn't able to negotiate an exit plan by March, the UK's membership in the EU will expire, deal or no deal. Jason Douglas is a Wall Street Journal reporter based in London. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
My pleasure.
So can you give us a sense of what the draft deal with the EU was that Theresa May brought to her cabinet earlier this week?
Okay, the draft agreement that she brought to her cabinet is the culmination of almost 2 years of negotiation between London and Brussels over the terms of the UK's departure. Broadly speaking, it keeps the UK pretty close to the EU in economic terms and in other ways. A lot of people here think that's pretty important considering that the EU is the UK's biggest market for its exports. There are all sorts of trade and security ties and lots of other things that sort of link the two places together. So it's a deal that keeps it pretty close. That has upset quite a few people here who wanted a much clearer break with the EU, and these guys are sort of kicking up a bit of a fuss.
Now, are these the ones who have resigned as a result? We were hearing about a lot of resignations following that proposal.
That's right. So Theresa May brought her withdrawal deal to her cabinet on Wednesday for them to approve. She managed to get through that day without anyone quitting, but today we've had a couple of resignations of her senior ministers, a chap called Dominic Raab, who was her sort of chief Brexit negotiator, and then the work and pension secretary, Esther McVeigh, has also quit. At the time we're speaking, there's been maybe half a dozen of junior ministers in her government have also left.
So I'm curious, Jason, if the Brexit negotiator resigns from a Brexit deal, does that not bode well for Brexit? I mean, it just feels like that's a key person to have in this conversation.
Exactly. The Brexit secretary is the man who resigned. That's his proper title. He's Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union. He is nominally in charge of the Brexit process and a lot of the negotiations. But then there are also people, civil servants operating through number 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's office, who are also playing a big role in this. So it's not quite as straightforward as it seems, but I admit that must be slightly confusing for listeners.
And the question I have is, what is really the concern here? Is the concern that the UK and the EU will continue to have ties? Because it seems like that's a yes but no relationship, and not exactly how I would imagine Brexiteers wanted to really cut ties with the EU.
Right. So the ardent supporters of Brexit wanted to really sever ties with the EU and to make sure that the UK could sort of strike out on its own across the world, sign trade deals with the United States, with Japan, with all the other places that they are keen to do. In terms of the detail of the withdrawal agreement, there are a few things that they have particular issue with, which we can briefly run through if you like.
Sure.
One is Theresa May's plans for quite a close customs arrangement with the EU. This would effectively leave the UK and the EU in a customs area together, meaning that the UK and the EU would have the same tariffs on goods. This has a lot of benefits in that it would help manufacturing companies across Europe and in the UK to sort of keep their supply chains flowing without any sort of disruption. But it does make it a lot harder to strike trade deals with other countries, and this is one of the Brexiteers' big issues. Their second main concern relates to Northern Ireland. The customs union and Northern Ireland are related. Both sides in this Brexit debate are very keen to avoid the reemergence of a border of customs checks, border inspections, border posts, that kind of thing, between Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which is remaining an EU member. Many of your listeners will remember the troubled history of that region. People worry that if a border was to go back up, then some of these troubles might reemerge. The way they've sort of squared all this is the thing that really annoys the Brexiteers, because basically the withdrawal agreement doesn't allow the UK to exit this arrangement by itself. There's no unilateral way for the UK to get out of this so-called backstop agreement. the EU and the UK will have to decide together to bring this to an end. And this is one of the things that the Brexiteers are really irritated about. They want this whole Brexit focus for the UK to take back control, to be a sovereign country, and they feel this goes against that.
And I was just going to ask you about Theresa May, because she is also deeply unpopular, and I'm wondering where she stands on this. I mean, how long does she have to push this plan forward?
Right. The European Union leaders are due to meet at the end of November, November 25th, to sign off on this. Theresa May, it's hard to say how much time she has. At the minute, there's a lot of disquiet in her party. She may well face a no-confidence vote from some in her party within the week, within days. Most people think she would probably win that. But then her main challenge, and it's arguably a bigger challenge than getting it past her cabinet, is getting this deal through Parliament. She just spent the last couple of hours trying to sell this deal to lawmakers in Parliament on both sides of the House and got a pretty rough time of it. There's a lot of opposition, both from the Brexiteers, who we've been talking about, but then also from people who are quite pro the EU and would like the UK to have another vote on whether or not to actually leave. They want to be able to put the terms of Mrs. May's deal to the public and give them a choice, now that they know a little bit more about the terms under which they're leaving, to either accept this deal or to just decide to stay in the EU. So it's going to be very, very hard for Theresa May to actually get this deal through Parliament. So really, I mean, the thing to take away from all this is that there's a lot of options still open. There are lots of ways Brexit could still play out. One is the UK could leave next year with some sort of negotiated agreement. Another is the UK could leave next year with no deal at all, which would be very, very damaging to its economy. And then another is that there could be another vote. And who knows, perhaps the UK might decide to stay in the EU after all. So there's really lots of options are in play.
Now, there is a deadline approaching. And if none of these options pan out, what happens then?
The big worry is that you get to March 29th next year without a deal, without any clear instructions from Parliament, and then the UK could just fall out of the EU with no deal. And that is generally considered to be a very bad thing. You would have the prospect of pretty severe disruption to trade, commerce, travel between the UK and the rest of the European Union. So this is kind of an option that no one wants to happen, really.
Big story to keep on following. Jason Douglas is a Wall Street Journal reporter based in London. Jason, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.